You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. For our next story, we're staying on the topic of affordable housing. It's been decades since this country's had anything like a tenants movement. If you're young enough, you might not even be familiar with that phrase. But today, a movement is forming to fight for policies that preserve and create affordable housing. Last week, renters and their advocates coordinated more than 50 political actions in 45 states. In the Bay Area, Alameda hosted a weekend-long statewide gathering of over 400 California tenants and organizers in the movement. KALW's housing and homelessness reporter Liza Veal is here with me with more details. So, Liza, why now? What's the impetus for this?
I talked to Anthony Romano with an organization called Right to the City, and he told me the National Renters Week of Action is a response to President Trump. Trump's proposed budget would slash about $7 billion from the Department of Housing and Urban Development, or HUD. And that's the federal agency that funds housing vouchers and other, you know, grants for renters. So a bunch of tenants unions and tenants lawyers groups and grassroots organizations, all led by this one group called Homes for All, they came together saying, you know, if tenants get organized, they can defeat the proposed budget cuts, you know, kind of like how the Obamacare repeal was defeated. I mean, at least for the time being.
Right. So that's what they want to do. They're gearing up for that now?
Yeah, but that's just one potential fight. The bigger idea behind a Renters Week of Action is to build a national network of tenants, so get everyone in touch and involved. So across the country, there were these gatherings in support of tenants' rights issues, but they addressed more than Trump's budget and HUD. Renters met to create local plans to protect themselves regardless of what comes down from Trump's administration. I mean, there were protests against landlords in Long Beach. There were banner drops at Rochester City Hall, organizer trainings in New York City, marches in Boston, all over the country.
Right. And there was a big gathering in Alameda. So tell us about that.
Yeah. So this one was one of the biggest actions anywhere in the country. It was statewide, about 400 people. And what they focused on was strengthening rent control.
So that's unrelated to anything happening at HUD. But we here in the Bay Area, you know, we know it's a big deal here.
Yeah. Well, here and all over the state. Well, everywhere. But, I mean, all over the state. Last year, there were a bunch of campaigns to get rent control in cities that had never had it before. Mm. So places like Mountain View and Richmond. And a lot of them were really successful. But the thing is, local rent control is limited by this one statewide law called Costa-Hawkins. So this past weekend, these California renters advocates, they zeroed in on trying to repeal that law, repeal Costa-Hawkins. Here they are chanting.
Okay, so repeal Costa-Hawkins, is that likely to happen? Is that a popular idea?
Well, there's a proposal in the state assembly right now that will make it to the floor at some point next year. I mean, is it popular? According to a recent UC Berkeley survey, more than three quarters of registered Democrats support rent control. About 35% of Republicans do. Mm. That survey wasn't asking specifically about Costa-Hawkins, so I don't. It's not in the bag by any means. But Democrats have a supermajority in California right now, so you know, they don't need a lot of Republican support for things like this.
Right. So we may be hearing more about that soon.
Yeah. And renters' issues in general. I mean, renters make up the majority in the 100 biggest cities in the United States. So what renters' advocates are saying is they have a lot of manpower, even if, you know, they're up against some pretty well-funded, well-organized groups, the realtors and the landlords.
Okay. We'll be following with you. Thanks, Liza.